Russia has rejected calls by Arab and Western states to set a deadline for Damascus's implementation of a six-point plan. The plan has been introduced by the UN Arab League's joint envoy, Kofi Annan. Moscow has called the deadline artificial, saying it will not resolve the Syrian issue. Fresh clashes between the Syrian army and armed men have killed at least 8 gunmen in the northwestern city of Idlib. There are no reports on the likely casualties of the Syrian army. The army has also stopped a terrorist group from entering Idlib through the Turkish border. Iraq has criticized Qatar for welcoming its fugitive vice president, Tariq al-Hashimi, in defiance of an arrest warrant issued by Baghdad. Iraq's deputy prime minister, Hossein al-Shahristani, says Qatar's hosting of Hashimi is not acceptable. Hashimi is accused of running a death squad in Iraq. The unemployment rate in the Eurozone has hit an all-time high. Fresh figures released by the Eurostat data agency show unemployment rose to 10.8% in the 17-nation bloc in February. That means more than 17 million people have been out of work in the single currency zone. 2 bomb explosions have torn through a local market in Afghanistan's northern Baghlan province, wounding at least 24 people, most of them school children. 7 security personnel, including 2 senior officers, are among the casualties. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombings. Police are investigating. Dozens of students at the U.S. Rogers University have walked out of a speech by 2 Israeli soldiers. The move came in protest at what the students said were Tel Aviv's atrocities against Palestinians. The Israeli soldiers were trying to justify Israel's siege of the Gaza Strip. Protesters in Saudi Arabia's eastern province continue their rallies against the arrest of a wounded human rights activist. Mohammed al-Zanadi was shot and detained several weeks ago by government forces. Activists first said al-Zanadi was dead, but he's now said to be alive, but in critical condition. And the leader of Tunisia's ruling party says his country will not normalize ties with Israel. Ennahda leader Rached Ghannouchi says Tunisia has a problem with Zionism and not Judaism. He accused ousted President Zainul Abidine Ben Ali of betraying the Palestinian cause by collaborating with Tel Aviv.